This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for President Trump and for Israel and for the Arab world. Why? Because of what is being called the Abraham Accords. Unfortunately, the Palestinians, a Palestinian terrorist group, it's not the Palestinian Authority. Hamas has fired rockets that just landed on Israel moments ago. The rockets were timed to show the disapproval of Hamas, which is labeled properly a terrorist group by the United States and by the European Union and everybody else. Hamas sent the rockets into Israel. Apparently six Israelis have been wounded. One of the rockets was shot down by Iron Dome. The idea that this is a response to the peace deal being made today, I think, highlights just how clearly what we are dealing with here is not a difference between Palestinians and Israelis. This is at its core a difference between good and evil. It is at its core a difference between insane and sane, destructive and constructive. Any way you want to put it, it's a very, very clear contrast. At the same moment that responsible Arab leaders are celebrating peace, even the Arab League has been in favor of this peace. The terrorists at Hamas in Gaza, who oppress their people with spectacular viciousness, are perpetrating more oppression and injury. Six people were injured as a result of the rocket attack from Gaza. It fell in the Israeli city of Ashdod. And isn't that a shame? Speaking of a shame, it is a shame that there has been not enough clarity on issues. Leave aside the personalities and the character questions on issues in this presidential campaign. Actually, what's fascinating is the climate change issue may be an exception, where there was a very clear disagreement between President Trump and Vice President Biden yesterday. Who's right? We will be speaking to Bjorn Lomborg, who is one of the, I think, leading scientists who speaks about the real nature of climate change. Yes, climate change is real. It's not a hoax. It's actually happening. A large part of climate change is generated by human activity. But what does that have to do with the horrible wildfires in California? We'll be speaking later today to Bjorn Lomborg about that. And we'll also be speaking to a Harvard philosopher about why it is that there is such intense resentment of meritocratic elites right now. Why is it that working people who once had a certain level of self-respect and respect from a wider society no longer enjoy the dignity of work, and why that has actually fed the great devotion of so many working people for President Trump? We will get to that with Michael Sandel later in this broadcast. Okay, first of all, the festive mood on the South Lawn of the White House today. And it was appropriately festive. President Trump appeared on the balcony. There was a great deal of care, despite the sniping by the Washington Press Corps. A great deal of care, it seemed to me, in this event to try to not make it any kind of super spreader event. The president appeared on the White House balcony above the crowd below on the South Lawn that was there to celebrate what is a historic day. This is the president of the United States. Clip three.
We're here this afternoon to change the course of history. After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East. Thanks to the great courage of the leaders of these three countries, we take a major stride toward a future in which people of all faiths and backgrounds live together in peace and prosperity. In a few moments, these visionary leaders will sign the first two peace deals between Israel and the Arab state in more than a quarter century. In Israel's entire history, there have previously been only two such agreements. Now we have achieved two in a single month, and there are more to follow.
Okay, the president earlier had said that there were going to be five or six additional nations that would follow. Which nations? We spoke to my brother Jonathan about that yesterday. The speculation in the Israeli press, at least, is that they are close to signing an agreement, a similar agreement to what Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates have signed with Oman, with Morocco, potentially with Sudan, and more. The president said five or six. Now, once upon a time, people would have gone ahead and just dismissed the president. Oh, that's just Trump. Well, guess what? There are two Arab states, wealthy Arab states, important Arab states, that have just signed on. So no one is dismissing what the president is saying now. Clip four, Jeremy.
Together, these agreements will serve as the foundation for a comprehensive peace across the entire region, something which nobody thought was possible, certainly not in this day and age, maybe in many decades from now, but one founded on shared interests, mutual respect and friendship. To our honored guests from Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain, congratulations on this outstanding achievement. Congratulations.
The Prime Minister of Israel, the head of government in Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, was there, of course, and he spoke from the podium on the balcony, and the Prime Minister had this to say. Listen. Number five.
To all of Israel's friends in the Middle East, those who are with us today and those who will join us tomorrow, I say, Assalamu alaikum, peace unto thee, shalom. And you have heard from the president that he is already lining up more and more countries. This is unimaginable a few years ago, but with resolve, determination, a fresh look at the way peace is done, this is being achieved. Thank you, Mr. President.
It was a beautiful and significant occasion. There's a column in the New York Times by Brett Stevens. And Brett Stevens is a former editor of Jerusalem Post. He has family ties in Israel. He's a great supporter of Israel. He's also not a supporter of President Trump. He is a supporter of Joe Biden. And he's been very public about that. However, he writes very movingly and persuasively about Trump's triumph here. And one of the things he said is that it highlights the choice that Arab states and that ultimately the Palestinians, the choice that they are going to face. He writes, the choice for the Arab world is stark. It can follow a similar path as Israel, or be swallowed by Iran, China, Russia, Turkey, or some other outsider, or otherwise continue as before until Libya-like it implodes. In other words, he's talking about moderates and modernizers actually working together to build a better Middle East. It's the kind of dream that the late foreign minister and president of Israel, Shimon Peres, used to talk about. The dream of a new Middle East. We'll be back with more coming up on the MedVet Show.
coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, Brett Stevens, in his column in the New York Times today, makes, I think, a very, very important point, which is what's happening today and what is likely to follow. And the nations that are likely to follow include Oman, another one of the Gulf states. They include very much Morocco, Sudan. They also include Kuwait, which is an oil-rich nation As you know, you remember the United States rescued after it had been invaded by Saddam Hussein. The point about all of this is that these are nations that have been very dependent on oil. And they understand that the United States, with the fracking revolution and Russia, and the dominant reliance on petroleum, when the price of oil is down, when there is an attempt to turn to alternate sources of energy, and yes, that relates to the wildfires and it relates to climate change and all of that, that Arab states, if they have any sense at all, are recognizing that they have to use the Israeli model of development. What's the Israeli model of development? Using human resources, not natural resources or mineral resources or petroleum use resources. Using mines and energy and a free market system. And yes, Israel was established originally as a socialist state. But one of the reasons all of this has been possible, the whole development of Israeli high tech, has been the embrace of capitalist ideas. And ultimately, there is no reason that this kind of peace should fail to benefit the entire region in a remarkable way. And that is what President Trump and the assembled dignitaries were talking about. Bahrain's foreign minister, Khalid bin Ahmed Al Khalifa, in clip number 6, Jeremy, thanked the president and his administration for what they have just accomplished here. Listen.
In particular, I want to express my deep appreciation to President Donald Trump and his administration. Mr. President, your statesmanship and tireless efforts have brought us here today and made peace a reality. And to Secretary Pompeo, Senior Advisor Jared Kushner, and Special Representative Evy Berkovits, and many others who have carried out their mandates with dedication and skill.
Okay, thank you. That's the foreign minister of Bahrain. And then earlier in the day, there was a bit of a love fest, and you know that that's there, between President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu. In fact, Trump gave him a gift. Listen, this is clip 01.
This was a special token of affection given by myself and the First Lady to Prime Minister and the First Lady of Israel. And it's a key. We call it a key to the White House. And it's a key to our country and to our hearts. And you've been an amazing leader for a long period of time. And this is, in many respects, the big day, because this is something that's very special. And we just left UAE and Bahrain. We're going to meet outside in a ceremony. And it's just a very important event. And it's an honor to have you with us, baby. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I have said, and this is true, that you have the key to the hearts of the people of Israel, because of all the great things you've done for the Jewish state and the Jewish people. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Fantastic.
And all of those things are related. Let me speak personally for just a moment. I right after President Trump was elected, I was asked by the Jewish press, a Jewish publication, and then I'm getting syndicated through Jewish publications, to write a column about whether I thought that there was any chance at all that the new Trump administration would advance the peace process or help to bring peace between Israel and the Palestinians. And I thought about it, and I said, yeah, I will write the column, and I did. And they actually ran it side by side with another column that said, oh, Trump has no chance. He's not going to be even-handed. He's not going to be an honest broker. He's going to be too pro-Israel. And I made the point that the only way that peace will ever be achieved is if the Palestinian leaders and other Arab leaders get the idea that Israel is not going away. It's not going to suddenly disappear. Jewish majority, and it has been a majority in that part of the Middle East, which has been a Jewish majority since before the state was established. It's been there for a long time. There were 600,000 Jewish residents of what later became Israel in the 1930s. And it seems to me, something that the world, it was about time it recognized that Israel was not some temporary creation. People used to say, well, why don't they just make peace in the Middle East by giving the Jews a homeland in Florida or wherever? It's just stupid stuff. And the truth is that the Trump administration first made it very clear the commitment to Israel and to Israel's survival and to Israel's security, and yes, to Israel's capital. And one of the things that hasn't been talked about today is the simultaneous achievement of the Trump administration getting recognition of Israel by another majority Muslim country, Kosovo, and at the same time that Serbia apparently has made a commitment to move its embassy, along with other nations, not just the United States, to Israel's undivided and eternal capital, Jerusalem. And coming up, we are going to be speaking about another issue that has become, you'll pardon the expression, a burning issue in this election, which is climate change. And burning issue because what you have right now, the air is still pretty foul and unhealthy here in Seattle, and it's that way in San Francisco, and it's that way in Los Angeles, apparently. And, okay, so what does this have to do with climate change? President Trump says nothing. He says it has to do with forest management. Is he right? We'll talk to Bjorn Lomborg. He is the author of the book False Alarm, How Climate Change Panic Costs Us Trillions, Hurts the Poor, and Fails to Fix the Planet. Bjorn Lomborg, coming right up.
Michael Medved.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is predicting great things ahead in the Middle East.
For years you had blood in the sand. That's all you had, blood in the sand. You got nothing for it. They got nothing for it. Now you're going to have peace, and it'll be a real peace.
The president's comments as he hosted a White House signing ceremony for the new normalization accords between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. A settlement has been reached in the Breonna Taylor case.
This settlement includes a payment to Breonna's estate of $12 million.
Louisville Democratic Mayor Greg Fisher, the city of Louisville will also implement numerous changes in policing. Taylor was shot and killed in Louisville in March during a no-knock raid when her boyfriend, who she was with at the time, shot at the officers, and the officers shot back, killing Taylor. No officers are facing any criminal charges so far. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
One of the great problems in American life right now, and you can see it, it clouds things every bit as much as the smoke from the wildfires are clouding our environment right at the moment. The problem in American life is everything is either or. You're one extreme or the other. You're either a complete climate denier who believes that there is no such thing as climate change, it's all a hoax. Or on the other side, we're on the edge of apocalypse, and the only way that we can possibly save humanity is by building a gazillion solar panels. Okay, both of those extremes are stupid and wrong. And that's one of the reasons I enjoyed so much speaking to Bjørn Lundborg. Bjørn Lundborg is a Danish author and president of a think tank, the Copenhagen Consensus Center. He is former director of the Danish government's Environmental Assessment Institute in Copenhagen. He's the author of False Alarm. We've spoken about it on the air with him. How climate change panic costs us trillions, hurts the poor, and fails to fix the planet. He also has a new piece, which we've posted up at our website. It's called Sorry Solar Panels Won't Stop California's Fires. Bjorn, just to get this straight and take it step by step. First of all, you agree that climate change makes some contribution to the intensity of these wildfires. Have I got that right?
Global warming does increase the amount of heat and hence the drying out of forests. So it is a part of the problem. But it's a smaller part of the problem, and it's the part that we can do almost nothing about.
And when you say we can do almost nothing about, you actually have a number in your column, which is that even if we were able to cut all of our emissions, all of our emissions go to net zero, and we were able to do that tomorrow, by the end of the century, how much would that reduce global temperatures?
0.3 degrees Fahrenheit. And this is if you run it in the UN's climate model. So this is not contentious. It's simply a fact that if you want to fix climate change, this is not predominantly about the U.S. It's about getting everybody on board. But, of course, if you want to help your neighbor not having his house burn, trying to say, all right, it's still going to get a lot warmer, but slightly less, much warmer towards the end of the century, of course, is not the way to fix the problem. That's the other, 75% of the problem, which is much more about the fact that we have been essentially preventing fires for more than a century, and that's the reason why they burn so hot now, because there's so much accumulated fuel in the forest, or as they call it, there's a fire deficit.
Okay, this is one of those things. I mean, when President Trump mentioned this, I think the answer from his critics was, well, wait a minute. Most of that foreign land is federal land. Why doesn't the federal government do something about it? Do you think it would be wise to initiate a federal program to have some more of these controlled burns that would get some of that fuel away from the forest floors?
Most forest people are clearly saying this is the way to tackle most of the problem. If to be not nearly as bad, you need to clear out all the fuel that's burning. Remember, before 1800, year saw burns that were twice or more than what we're seeing this year, which is called an extreme and a record year. Yes, it's a record for now, but of course it used to be much, much bigger. So we, for a century and a half, cut forest fires dramatically. It's caused a lot of buildup of fuel. We need fuel. And one paper in Nature Sustainability suggests that you need to basically do prescribed burns, or as you call them, controlled burns, for about 20% of the area of California before you've gotten this under control. So, yes, the federal lands should definitely be doing this.
And what has stopped this kind of, because people have been talking about this for a long time. What has stopped any meaningful action on the state level or on the federal level as far as the prescribed burns are concerned?
That it's obviously inconvenient and people are a little frightened. There's some legal liabilities. What if the fire escapes? There are bureaucratic bottlenecks to doing this. So in many ways, if you're a bureaucrat, it's just much easier not to do it than to do it and have everybody be angry at you. And that's why California every year sees that it's only burning about 1,000 of what nature suggests is necessary to do in California. So it's really a question of saying, look, if you want to avoid the really big disastrous fires, you have to accept a lot of smaller ones. Now, the beauty, of course, is you can schedule them when the weather is ideal. You can plan them so you can tell people you don't have to be there. Maybe you even want to go away. It will be inconvenient, but it's much, much better than having your home burned down. So, again, it's a question of realizing why don't we do things that are slightly inconvenient instead of things that are disastrous. Again, this is the simple and smart way that you can actually fix much of the problem with fires.
Okay, what's fascinating about this is in your column you point out, and it's something that I think the great majority of people out there have never heard of this before, but that before 1800, in other words, many, many years before California became part of the United States, before 1800, the number of acres that were burned every year, and there is historical agreement on this. Nobody disagrees. The number of acres were more than 4 million, maybe as many as 12 million acres burned every year, compared to an average in this past decade of under a million acres. So far more destructive fires. Why were the fires so much worse back in the 1700s, Bjorn?
After Cal Fire, you didn't have anyone extinguishing the fires, so they would just run. And at the same time, it also looks likely that the native population was actively burning some of these areas as well. But that's much harder to know. So, again, we don't have good historical data. Obviously, for every year, this is based on a very large number of sites where you have looked at how many fire scars are there for trees that have been growing for many hundreds of years. So I should point out, we have a good sense that this is the right order of magnitude, but we don't know exactly why all of this happened. We have some good guesses, but what it tells us is that you don't need to have global warming to have an enormous amount of fire. Actually, before global warming, we have much more fire in California. The reason why we now have a problem is because we have, for more than 100 years, suppressed almost all fire, seen all of the fuel in the forest grow. By one estimate, there's about five times as much debris in the Californian forest today than there were in prehistoric times when it used to burn. And so when it burns really, really fiercely and violently. And that's why you see these fires. And again, of course, what that tells you is, if you then say, well, let's put up a solar panel, you're essentially saying, I am going to make sure that nothing changes even in 100 years. Instead of saying, I'm going to make sure we do prescribed burns, which will help in just a few years to make sure that fewer people get harmed, that fewer people lose their house, and fewer people lose their lives.
And fewer people choke on this extremely unhealthy smoke that is infesting big cities. Read Bjorn Lomborg's column, Sorry Solar Panels Won't Stop California's Fires. It appeared in the New York Post, and it's up on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it, I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, one of the many great things about the agreement which President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu have called the Abraham Accord. Why the Abraham Accord? Because if you believe in the Quran, if you believe in the Bible, Old and New Testament, you believe in Abraham, who was the father of Ishmael, who if is the father in he's Ismail in the Quran, but he's the father of the Arab people. And what this Abraham Accord involves, as the White House announced it today, is a meaningful double peace treaty with Bahrain and United Arab Emirates, two proudly Arab states, two proudly Islamic Arab states, with the Jewish state of Israel, and recognizing it as part of the neighborhood. And ultimately, a very important part of the neighborhood in helping to raise standard of living technologically and economically for a lot of the Arabs in the region. I mentioned before that one of the reasons that I believed that this particular agreement is so important is because it blows away a lot of the conventional wisdom, which was, I was talking about why it was that very early in the Trump administration, actually before it was even inaugurated, I predicted that it might be possible for President Trump trying a totally different approach to actually make progress toward Middle East peace. And I am thrilled and delighted that that prediction has turned out to be correct. And part of what I argued in the column is that Trump seemed to be free of this ridiculous mistake that many previous administrations through the State Department have embraced. And the mistake was that the key to a better Middle East, the key to a more peaceful region, the key to the Middle East being less terroristic and extreme and bloody and horrible was Israeli and Palestinian peace. If you could make peace between Israel and the Palestinians, then everything would be better. And that was always ridiculous. I mean, for goodness sake, what does the civil war in Syria, which has claimed close to a million people dead, what does that have to do with Israel? Answer, absolutely nothing. What does the Iran-Iraq war back in the 1980s have to do with the Palestinians and Israel? Answer, absolutely nothing. That's Persians killing Iraqi Arabs. It's not even purely Shiite versus Sunni. And what does Shiite versus Sunni have to do with Israel and the Palestinians? Again, absolutely nothing. And if you look at the civil war in Yemen, which is so costly, you look at the turmoil in Egypt, you look at what is happening in Libya, which is a nightmare, you look around the Islamic world, none of that is solved. None of that goes away if there's a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. The one thing that does solve it is a turnaround by Arab leaders, which appears in process, about basically embracing the modern world and embracing what people used to call the West and Western values and the idea of free markets and cooperation and not the idea of perpetual war and violence with which achieves nothing. In other words, there are six Israelis who were wounded today by the rocket attack from Gaza, and they're Israeli civilians. I don't know how seriously wounded any of them are. They've all been taken to the hospital. They've been treated. And, okay, you ask yourself a question. What possible gain is there? What is achieved by attacking these innocent people and causing them pain? And aside from that, Gaza is poor. It's not as poor as much of the Arab world. Honestly, it's not, but it's poor. And you're going to invest money in very expensive rockets and missiles to harm innocent people. And for what? How does that help? How does that achieve anything? What this agreement is about is the idea that it's better to build than to destroy. And there is a prospect of so much building that can go on, linking some of that Israeli know-how and high tech with some of the resources that they have in some of the Arab states, in Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates and some of the other prospective peace partners. And President Trump was speaking about that earlier today, before the agreement was actually signed, with the foreign minister of the UAE, the United Arab Emirates. His name is Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. This is President Trump, clip 2A.
This can really lead to peace, real peace, in the Middle East for the first time. We've taken a very different path. You could say it's a back door, but I call it a smart door. Not a back door, I call it a smart door. And this was a vision that I had a long time ago, and we had some incredible representatives, and I want to thank everybody here because your representation was brilliant. We watched over the years as we were criticized for going this path, and it just all came together, and now the same people that criticize, well, they'll find something else to criticize us. But we have other things happening that are very good, equally as good, very important, worldwide, very, very important. But it's an honor to have you here, and say hello to your family and your brother and all of those people that we so respect. Thank you very much.
And here is the foreign minister, Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan.
As we say in Arabic, shukran, Mr. President. We are humbled to represent a nation which is only 48 years old, but full of hope, and wants to attract more hope in our region. Our region has suffered far too long, and we would like to show our people and our region and the world that there is some good news from our part of the world. I mean, this is one, and all the good work we've been doing for decades, Mr. President, with your great nation. We've been the strongest trading partner of the United States in the Middle East.
Right.
We want to continue doing so in all fields. And this is just a clear message that more should be done between the United States and the UAE. But now we can do it even with more nations, with Israel, and so many more.
That's true.
Thank you, sir, for your leadership. And if it wasn't for that, it would have been far more difficult for all of us to achieve.
No, I understand that well.
Yeah, it's just such a beautiful moment. And it is a moment that we need right now. It's beyond politics. This is full of hope. And it's that's why President Trump said something earlier. He said, well, they'll find something else to criticize. Guess what? In their generally fair treatment of this event, the Washington Post, this will be in the paper tomorrow, had you can only look at this and sing the praises of the Trump administration on what they achieved here. However, they found something to criticize. Listen to this. This is the very end of the article in the Washington Post. The White House sent out hundreds of invitations, and far more guests attended than officially allowed under the District of Columbia's coronavirus protocols. As with political events at the White House during the Republican National Convention last month, the Trump administration does not consider itself bound by those rules. Israel has seen coronavirus cases spike in the late summer, and Netanyahu's management of the pandemic prompted protesters to chant, "Your time is up!" outside the prime minister's home last month. With some of the fiercest criticism he has faced in more than a decade in office, guests at the White House ceremony were encouraged to wear masks, but they were not required. The senior official of the White House says it will be on the South Lawn, which is obviously a pretty vast space. Some of the guests who attended the event did not wear masks, and seats were set up next to each other rather than being spaced apart. Okay, do I think masking is important? I think masking is important. Do I think that at the White House, where they do check people for temperature as they go in, where they do try to take precautions, do I think that it's appropriate to detract from this event because the seats were set up too close to each other? Come on, give it a break, would you? Because this is a great moment. It's a great moment for the world, for all of the Middle East, for the Arab world, for Israel, and yes, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.